The best of Hot 102.7 Breakfast with Airlink. The freedom of the African sky.
Thursday morning, and as you know, around about this time every single Thursday, we have Reverend Shona, who pops into the studio to give us some words of wisdom and some hope and some light and some sunshine.
And actual good news, unlike you.
Oh, don't be like that. Morning, Shona.
Good morning, Parker and Bunny. It's so good to be here.
It is, and as I said to you last week, I am loving the weather at the moment. I really am.
Yes, and you did wax lyrical about spring last week. So I thought I'd actually look at spring and spring cleaning.
I'm very glad. Oh, you've come onto my hobby horse. I have got, okay, you tell me what, I've got a spring clean, but I'll tell you more about that later.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what spring cleaning means for you, but for me, it means cleaning out the garden, cleaning out the house. Mm-hmm. And I think we all know how good it feels to declutter. Something Lloyd and I are trying hard to do at the moment. Actually clear out and only keep what you need. And when we do that, the house looks better. We can find things. It's easier to clean the house. But the most important thing for me is that your mind is clearer. Mm-hmm. So now just imagine, we feel so good when we declutter and do spring cleaning at home. How would we feel if we did it to ourselves? So physically, it's not always easy to exercise in winter. I know you, Parky, and Bunny do it anyway, but I find it hard to go walking when it's cold and dark when I get home, cold and dark when I leave. Mm. But maybe now that it's not cold and dark anymore, we should walk a little further, run a little further. If we can't, take up chair yoga, do some sort of exercise.
Absolutely.
And we will feel better.
Mm.
And of course, we need to eat better. Salads are really not appetizing for me in winter.
I hear you.
I like the warm food, the toasted sandwiches. But now we've got no excuse, so we can actually eat better. And as we feel better, what we find is that our minds start feeling better too. I've experienced how much sharper my brain is when I eat properly, exercise, and sleep properly. Then let's look at our minds. How much noise is in your mind at the moment? How much clutter, worry, anxiety, especially if you watch the news? And I often use this image when I'm helping people of a paper boat going down a stream. I say to people, just imagine all the things that are stressing you. Imagine you're writing them down on a piece of paper, make a paper boat and stick it in a stream and watch it float away. Mm. Just release it, let it go. Or you could actually write it out. Sometimes I ask people to write it out and then burn it, and it's the same sort of effect. Just get rid of it, don't carry it. It helps you feel a lot better, and a lot of the stress we're carrying is unnecessary. 80% of what we worry about doesn't happen.
Mm.
And then let's look at the soul. Do something for yourself. Meditate, be more mindful, read. And again, if there's clutter, such as false guilt, unforgiveness, bitterness, let it go. It's not serving you. It's actually damaging you and preventing you from enjoying today. So let's live and thrive. I think spring is a great time for cleaning house in our environment, in our physical beings, and emotionally and spiritually. So let's just do it.
I think those are great words and great advice, to be honest with you. Spring is in the air, and you can feel better. Start in your cupboard and then work on your mind and your body and your soul as well. There we go. The message.
Thank you, Park.
Thank you. There we go. Shona in this morning. She'll be on our socials very shortly. And of course, she's on Sunday morning between 6 and 6.30 here on Hot 102.7.
Hot 102.7 Breakfast with Airlink. The freedom of the African sky.